Welcome to the Giving and Receiving Compassion Practice. So, inviting your body to settle in the posture that you're consciously choosing for this practice. And remembering to be as comfortable as it's possible for you to be. To have a sense of groundedness with your knees on the ground if you're sitting on a cushion, or your feet on the ground if you're sitting in a chair. You feel that quality of stability that the ground can give us. And also a sense of uplift through the spine, reaching upwards into the head, inviting that quality of alertness, openness to our experience, presence. And seeing if we'd like to make an intention to not just be present with our experience, but to bring a loving, friendly awareness to what we're experiencing. And if it's helpful to put a hand on your heart or another part of your body to reinforce that intention. And just taking a moment to do that now. So remembering that this is about goodwill rather than good feeling, and that whatever we might feel in this practice, we use it as an opportunity to invite a friendly holding of that experience with our warm attention. And inviting your attention now to settle somewhere in your body where you can experience your breath. Perhaps your belly or your chest, your nostrils. Choosing this place and allowing your attention to be anchored in the sensations of breathing in this place. So that when our mind wanders, we gently bring it back. When we go off into thought, we come back into bodily sensation. When we go off into the past or the future, we come back into this embodied present moment. Just breathing in, breathing out, with no need to get anywhere or achieve anything, just to return our attention to these sensations. With a sense of openness and curiosity, and remembering our intention to bring warmth to the way that we notice. Just following the breath like the waves of the ocean coming in and going out. Keeping it simple. Simple as we can. Noticing things that might be grabbing our attention, inviting us into thinking, inviting us to complicate, and just noticing how it is to make this the whole of our task, this friendly awareness of the breath. Just this breath. And if you choose to now, putting a little bit more of the focus of your attention on your in-breath. Allowing yourself to savor the sensation of breathing in. Noticing how your in-breath nourishes your body, brings oxygen to every cell in your body, brings us life. The invitation now is to allow yourself to breathe in something good for yourself as you breathe. Something that maybe you need, something you already cherish, perhaps a quality of love or compassion, acceptance, understanding, joy, something that you need, using your own words. And if nothing much comes to mind, it may be easier to use an image. Or just remind yourself of your intention at the beginning of the practice to hold whatever you're experiencing with warmth. So in whatever way it works for you, breathing in something good for yourself on your in-breath. Really bringing a heartfelt intention to doing this if you can. And feeling it as fully as you can as you're doing it. Breathing in something good for yourself. Feeling this good quality, perhaps in the body, perhaps in the heart area. Feeling what it's like to receive this quality from yourself. And if you find that this is difficult to do or it's hard to relate to, then bring your noticing to what is present for you in the process of trying this. And seeing if you can allow that experience to be just as it is. That too is an act of kindness. And the invitation now is to focus your attention from the in-breath to the out-breath. So noticing sensations as we breathe out. Allowing the breath to be released as we breathe out. And perhaps seeing if there's anything else that we don't need to hang on to that we can release on the out-breath. Maybe there's some heavy bags we can just put down as we breathe out. And then if you would like to, bringing to mind somebody else, either somebody that you love and or care deeply about, or someone who is struggling in some way and could use some compassion. And bringing that person to mind. Noticing if you flip between people. And seeing if you can allow yourself to select somebody. And holding their image in your mind, seeing their face. And if it seems helpful or relevant, to bring to mind something of the situation that they're in right now, particularly if they're struggling. And on the out-breath, offering something to this person that you feel that they need. Maybe warmth or kindness, affection, understanding, or whatever else you feel that they need. Something that would be good for them. So that as we breathe in, we're breathing in good quality for ourselves, and as we're breathing out a good quality for the other person. In for me. And out for you. One for me, and one for you. And again, remembering this isn't about attaining some particular feeling state. This is about good intention, goodwill, rather than good feeling. So whatever we're feeling is quite legitimate. The invitation is to bring this quality of goodwill, good intention, to whatever we are experiencing in this way of breathing in and breathing out. There is nothing you can be feeling that could indicate that you're getting this wrong. One for me, and one for you. And depending what feels most appropriate, most suitable in this moment, you could focus a little bit more on yourself. Or you could focus more on the other person. Or you could hold both yourself and the other equally as you breathe in and out. So adjusting this according to where you're at in this moment, what you need most. And if you would like to, you can extend the out-breath to include not just this other one individual, but you can add other people if you would like to. So that the intention of compassion can potentially reach towards other people, not just this one individual. Although, if you would like to stay with the one individual, that's also fine. So that our breath becomes a vehicle for our compassionate intention, first to ourselves, and then to another or to others. With waves of compassion coming in and going out. And then in the last part of this practice, dropping the structure of the practice, dropping yourself and any others that you may be holding in mind, and just resting in whatever is present for you here. If there are any particular qualities that are colouring your awareness, just focusing on and feeling those without any particular object that they're directed to. Or just allowing yourself to be just as you are.